Hey, Mark. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today, brother?
Pretty good. How are you?
Another day in paradise.
You're so timely today.
Oh, yeah. 100%, man. Yeah. If I'm not on the phone with a client, always make sure to hit my times, like, on point, you know? Only thing that could stretch it out is if I have, like, an unexpected call sometimes. So I had that meeting with our Google rep. It was totally user error. Like, I had the wrong date set or whatever. So she showed me how to fix it, and I did get the requirements. So I sent them to your guys' email, too. Window repair vertical does not require a specific type of license. So you guys are good there. The siding pro vertical does not require a specific type of license. The roofer vertical, though, and I sent this to you guys in an email, it is going to require either an Illinois State limited roofing license or an Illinois State unlimited roofing license. So either one of those would work. But the problem in your guys' situation is it would have to be in the company's name, not the contractor that you're subbing for, if that makes sense. You know?
I understand.
Okay. The insurance requirement too, so you'll need in a core document, all insurance companies provide it, but you need liability insurance in the minimum amount of $250,000.
Yeah, I got all that. So the insurance is not a problem.
Okay.
And so we advertise with you windows and siding, and then somebody clicks on our website and says, oh, you do roofs too. Well, that's not a big deal. That doesn't affect anything, right?
No, it doesn't. So on the Google Guaranteed page, your website won't be linked, and the reason why is they don't want you to get – you don't want to get charged for leads from the website, right, because those are like clients or whatnot. But if you get a, a window repair lead or siding pro lead and they're in contact with you and they go to your website and see you do roofs as well, of course, right? Like, that won't affect it. But we just won't be able to target you for the roofing leads until you have the license in your company name, if that makes sense.
Right. But we're going to do that, I probably in December, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I just haven't had the time to go down there and get it, you know, so, and there's a little hassle involved getting it, so.
Always. For sure.
So, have your notes on that? Yeah. So, Trish is going to go over, she's got some questions money-wise and to talk to you about this. And then I think, if everything sounds good, we're going to go ahead and move forward with it. But she's more on top of handling what's got to happen, get done for things to actually, you know, get on the computer and, you know, for us to be able to see us on there, you know. How long does that take?
So what we said in writing, the application process, like where we submit your insurance, they run the background check, and we have to link your Google reviews to your Google Guarantee page. What we said in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay, and so it's $250 the application fee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that refundable if we do not get? I mean, is it common for us to not? I mean, is it common for people to not be accepted? Or
no?
I mean,
so it's my job to make sure you'll get approved. That's why I make sure you have the required amount of reviews. That's why I check the requirements, right? And I also let you guys know about the background check too. So you guys will get approved. If I made a mistake, right, and told you something that wasn't correct, absolutely. We refund the application fee, but that hasn't happened to me like one time.
Okay. And then so how many reviews do we need? Are we sufficient?
You need five. Yeah, okay, you need 5 reviews to activate your Google Guarantee page, and I believe, let me double check, you guys already have 25, so you're golden there.
Perfect. Then, so it's 250, correct? Let me make sure I get that. I got this correct. So, because we're not going with the ads. The ads, the Google ads was $199 a month. Is that correct?
No, the local SEO package for the map optimization, that was $199 a month. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Local maps. Okay, so this would be $250 for your one-time management and application fee. Plus,
correct.
For each qualified lead that we get, it was $58.67, but that was for roofs. Is that correct?
For roofs, yes, that was $58.67.
Okay.
So you're looking
so
at the win.
Roof leads.
Yeah, we'll can't until you guys get that
no,
license.
That's okay. No yeah. worries. The windows, though, is $64 per lead. And then what
correct.
About siding?
Yeah, so the siding, that's something I kind of hit with you guys. So I pulled up the cost per lead. It's
mm-hmm.
it's way higher. Let me go to it real fast.
Okay.
So the siding pro vertical, I sent this to your guys' email too, so you could see it. That one's at $168 per qualified
okay.
lead. Okay. So your minimum budget requirement on that one, because the minimum budget requirement is for 13 qualified leads, that would bring it to $2,190.
$2,190, you said?
Yeah. So in the way that would work, right, let's say you just did the Siding Pro vertical. Okay. I'm just going to use that as an example first off. And you guys start at the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads.
Mm-hmm.
If you take on 13 qualified leads, scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through, the following month you'll be charged $2,190 to replenish your lead budget.
Okay.
Now, if you
and what
took
if we
on,
don't hit that many leads?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to hit. So let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause
okay.
your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead
qualified.
That month. The following month, you're not charged the $2,190. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $168.
So we basically would pay the $2,190 up front for 13 leads spend. And then whatever leads we get, we can pause it. If we get a couple and we say, hey, you know, we're really busy with some other stuff, we're going to pause the lead action right now if it wasn't
correct.
Making sense. And we could take the remainder of that and put it towards the next month and just replenish the difference.
Exactly. Like, let's
okay.
say, and just to clarify too, that lead budget will not be charged until your Google Guaranteed application is finished. So once you're approved, you'll get an email, phone call, and text verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you guys give us the thumbs up on that, your leads will be active right at that point, and that lead budget
okay.
will be charged at that point.
Okay, and so is there a way that we can do leads for windows? Do we have to do a separate spend 13 leads for each if we do windows and siding, or can we split
no.
that?
So when you do multiple verticals, so let's say you do the window repair vertical and the siding pro vertical, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We go off the highest minimum budget requirement, which would be the siding pro vertical in this case.
Okay.
But
and
I'm going to tell you.
If we got a window lead, it would be only deducted the $64, and we replenish
exactly.
that difference the next. Okay. So let's say, for example, we've got, let me grab my calculator. So, for example, we do 64, and we take 6 leads on at $64. That's $384
mm-hmm.
for 6. And then we end up with another, let's say, 7 leads at the 168.
68 times 7.
Is 1176
mm-hmm.
plus your 384 equals 1560. So we would have $630 still in our spend the next month. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. And here's the thing, too. I'm going to tell you guys, when you do multiple verticals, 10
mm-hmm.
times out of 10, you have a rollover because it doesn't add up to the minimum budget requirement for siding because each
right.
window lead is going to be 64. Each siding pro lead is 168. So it's not really going to add up to that $2,190. Unless you
okay.
turned off your, like, window leads completely, you know?
Okay. And you said, what verticals do we have options of? We have siding, windows. Do you have any other options that we could add into that?
So talk to me about your services. So I already know you guys do the siding, the windows.
Siding, soffit, windows, gutters, and then, like I said, we're not quite qualified for the roof yet, but that'll maybe come next year.
Right. Yeah, so those would be your two verticals, because the gutters are in the roofing vertical for whatever reason. Gutters don't have its own, like, its own subcategory, you know?
Okay, yeah, soffit and fascia then would be siding, okay.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Siding and windows. Okay. And then if we were to get into solar next year, was that something that we could also put into a vertical? And what's the fee for solar?
We do. Yeah, so solar is one of the newest verticals they just opened up. Give me one second. Let me check the cost per lead on that one. Give me a quick second here.
And are you required to have a license for solar, or we work with a subcontractor or a contractor who does the solar, we just are partnering up with them at this time. Do we have to have our own license?
So it's not showing me the requirements or that it's available in your area yet. So solar just became available literally 3 months ago, so they haven't opened it up throughout the whole U.S. yet. It's primarily in California from what I've seen. They haven't opened it up to every single state yet. So I checked your area, and it's not available, actually, at this time.
Okay, and let's say we're doing really great, and this is working out for us, which is the goal, you know?
Yes.
That's win-win for everyone. If we want to change that spend, say we get 13 leads. We get 13 qualified leads. We sign a couple deals. We like the action that we're getting. So can we add more spend onto the month? Can we say, call you up and say, hey, you know what? We got the 13 leads. It's working. Can we add another 5 more leads on there? Or what are your different lead amounts, and can you add them, fluctuate, add them throughout the month?
Absolutely. So we have some clients that call them weekly to change their lead spend, you know?
Okay.
So what's going to happen, you're going to have a lead technician assigned to your company who manages your leads. I'll be your point of contact to you, so you guys will have my direct line. But they're the people that are going to set your lead budget. So to give you an example, let's say you guys wanted 40 leads for the month. At the 168 per lead, on the calculator we have, that would be a budget of $6,720, but that's only for siting pro leads. So in your situation, it's going to be a little different, because it's how many window repair leads do you want? How many siding pro leads do you want? But you can absolutely increase your budget at any point. The budget set, though, you'll never go over it, just so you're aware.
What do you mean? I'm sorry. Oh, you'll never spend more than what we have in our budget. Yeah,
correct.
I understand that. We won't get extra leads on top of that. You're not going to keep, So if we were to say 1 week, 1 month, we decide we want to do 13 leads and our spend makes sense at the $2,100. Or $2,190. And then the next month we decide to do 20 because it's working. However, the next month that it didn't pan out, can we go back? We're not locked into a higher lead count once we.
Yeah, you're not locked in at all. You just have to have the minimum requirement for 13 leads, but as long as you have that budget, you're good. You just can't go below that budget, if that makes sense.
And is this a contract, a monthly, yearly, or?
Month to month, no contracts.
Month-to-month
customer
contracts.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We have 100% retention rate on these accounts. Everybody loves Google Guaranteed. It's amazing.
So if we let's say because we're seasonal here.
That's what I was thinking, too. Does it make sense that it's going to take 4 to 8 weeks to get our application process going? Does it make sense for us to start doing this now, or wait?
Well, siding and windows are really seasonal. So, but let's say, I just want to ask him this question.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're getting close to winter, and, we want to spend, December and January on an island in the Caribbean.
Amazing.
So,
Take me with you.
Yeah, for sure. So then can we So we shut this off or what?
Yeah, you just pause it. You just pause it. So if you guys are going on vacation or you're not taking on leads, right? Or to give you another scenario, let's say you're booked out, right? You're going to want to pause the leads during those times.
Okay, so what happens when we pause it? Are we actually taking off Google? And
no, you're still in the Google Guaranteed section, but what's going to happen is while your leads are paused, right, you'll still show if you click into more businesses, but it'll be at the bottom and your green check mark will be off, meaning the leads are off. Now, if somebody does call you while your leads are off, right, because the rotating, when your leads are off, the rotating number isn't on there. It's your phone number. So if somebody does call you from the Google Guaranteed page when your leads are off, that is not a lead you are charged for. But being, just so you guys know everything, in order for you to get a lead, those leads got to be on because nobody's going to click more businesses and scroll all the way to the bottom, you know?
Right.
It's just not going to happen. Yeah.
I understand. I just wanted to know if, you know, if we could turn it on, turn it off, and if we'd still be on the, you know, in Google, or if we actually would disappear and then it'd be 4 weeks for us to get back in there. You know,
oh, no.
Like
no. Yeah, okay. You still have your Google Guaranteed page. So the $250 application fee, that's essentially to get you approved. And the 4 to 8 week thing, like, we send that to cover our butts, you know? The quickest one I've seen approved took 5 days. On average, I noticed it's about 2 to 3 weeks, right? So it's not a rigorous process. What we do is at sign up, we send you an application. It's a one-page form. The best thing you guys could do is just fill that out as soon as possible, and then it's pushed directly to Google. And then the background check, that's done by one of two companies, either Pinkerton or Evident, which are two, like, trusted companies through Google. So we walk you through that whole process. Super easy.
Yeah, we aren't going to have no problem there with that, I don't think. They let me carry a gun in the state, so I
You're
mean,
golden,
I don't
man.
Think. Yeah, right. I mean, if they let me carry a gun on my body all the time, I mean, they, you know, I mean, I think they should be letting me. Plus, they let me coach.
They would let you put on some fighting.
Yeah, right. Right. So,
sure.
I know
one trick too that I'll tell you guys, right? So, when you go to fill out, because I'm assuming you have like a crew, right, of guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, what I'd recommend when you fill the application out, okay, it's going to ask you how many field workers you have. Just put 0 field workers, right? And that way the background check is only ran on you. Now, Google doesn't put on your Google Guaranteed profile that you have 0 field workers and they don't have a van driving around to check up on it, you know? So just to speed the process along, I always recommend put 0 field workers. That way the background's just done on you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this all sounds...
What's your schedule for tomorrow? We're going to discuss something. I gotta speak with Mark about some, you know, our budget for and where we want to go with it. You know, we'd like to have a discussion before we decide to move forward. What's your schedule for tomorrow? I know we have an 11 o'clock appointment. Do you have any free time? You can give us a call and we'll hopefully make a decision by then.
Yeah, for sure. You said 11, right? So I have an 11 a.m. I have a... Oh, you guys have it at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay.
Otherwise,
give me
one
second.
All day tomorrow, right?
So the only appointments I have for tomorrow are at 10 a.m. and then I have a 4 p.m. So what time do you guys want to book in?
3:11. Noon.
Yeah, noon would be good if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that works perfect for me. So I got you in for 12 o'clock tomorrow and then hold on. Okay. Yeah, so I got that set up. And then just to verify the email, so it's the office at nw-exteriors.com, right?
Yes, I did get your email.
Okay, awesome. I just want to make sure because I put all the Siting Pro info in there as well. So you guys can check it out.
Yeah, I did get it. So we're good to go.
Awesome. Sorry about yesterday, too. You know, it's cool. I learned, though. What I did is I had the date set wrong. So I had it for, like, last week. So our rep told me, she was like, yeah, so when you have the date on there wrong, it's gonna just deny it, you know. So I was like, okay, good to learn.
Well, I don't know. Let me just look at tomorrow real quick here. Because we have Reach Solar at So that'll work at noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because company cam's always real quick and short.
Company cam's pretty good.
Yeah.
Just a side note too, if you guys add roofing later, like you know, after you guys get that, right? Or solar. Yeah. That $250 fee, that's a one-time payment. So if you guys even add verticals in the future, as long as you're doing it under the same business name, you're golden. You could add as many as you need to. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much. Right.
You're welcome. Great talking to both of you. Any more questions in the meantime?
I don't think so. Like you said, it's a one-time fee, and then if we want to deposit for a couple months, we can. We don't have to pay that application fee or wait time. We just turn it right back on. Is that correct?
Correct, correct. Now, when you pause it, what will happen, you have four ways to pause it. You could call, email, text, or you could do it from your dashboard, like your tracking system. When you pause it, it doesn't automatically turn back on. I know some lead programs do that. So what they'll do is, like, your lead tech will call periodically, just making sure, hey, do you want to turn your leads on? If you want to set a day for him to call you about turning the leads back on, then the best thing to do is, like, call or text that or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But, yeah, absolutely. You guys can pause your leads at any point in time. Correct.
But it doesn't turn back on.
Automatically. Yes, sir. So the reason we do that is we don't want your leads to be on where you're not ready to turn leads on, right? Or take leads on, I mean.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So basically, when you pause your leads, it doesn't automatically turn back on. So you have to communicate with us, like, not when you want it back on, but when you want us to call and make sure you're ready to take the leads on, basically, you know.
So when we call and say we want our leads back on, you it goes on right then or
immediately?
Immediately. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Once you're approved, you could toggle your leads on and off at any point in time. The application process is just the first step. So you got to get the background through the insurance. We link the Google reviews, the Google guaranteed. That way you don't start with zero. You'll start with all your reviews on there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good question.
And what do you expect? What do you think our return will be on this? We get this thing up and running. It's running. We're going to have the first week we're going to get a lead. We're going to get two leads. Then the first month we're going to get three or four leads.
So the minimum budget requirement at the 13 leads is super easy to hit, right? But your question, it depends too. Like, so remember with Google Guaranteed, you could target as far as you want, as long as you're licensed and insured for those specific areas. All of Illinois doesn't require a specific license for windows and for the Siding Pro vertical. So if you guys, let's say you guys call me or call your lead tech even, and you're like, hey, we want 100 lead budget, but we're doing one zip code. Well, that's not really going to work, you know? So it's going to depend how far out you target on how rapidly these leads come through. You know what I'm saying? If you're targeting just like one zip code or one area, they're not going to come in as much as if you're targeting, you know, whatever, 50 mile or however far, you know? So
yeah.
It's just going to depend, you know, on your target area and all that good stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
We got it. So we'll talk tomorrow. We'll have a decision for you. I think it sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Great talking to both of you. Hope you have a great rest of your day. All right.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
You. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.